Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the New York Giants, Marv Grissom. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first, with Hacker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble strikes out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Grissom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Irvin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 1 in the game. Noble strikes out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-0 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. McCullough moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. McCullough scores. Hacker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Brown reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Al Corwin now pitching. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Gilbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Dark goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Corwin Mixes moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixes scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert fields the ball and throws to Hearn covering. Safe. McCullough moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field. Irvin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Irvin. McCullough scores. Hacker moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Hearn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-2 in the game. Noble hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dee Fondy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondy for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darke moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-6, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilbert strikes out. The ball gets by McCullough. He chases the ball to the backstop. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Williams reaches second base with a double. Gilbert goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Giants. Bubba Church now pitching. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-3 in the game. Noble is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to third for the out. Noble moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Noble scores. Wilhelm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Giants. Al Darke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darke is 0-for-4 in the game. Darke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 12-6, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Simpson now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena pinch hits for Duke Simpson. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Serena moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Willis now pitching. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Willis, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-4 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Kiner. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.